It's the Larry Kudlow Show. Free market prosperity starts here. Now, here's Larry Kudlow.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Larry Kudlow. This is the Larry Kudlow Show. And you can live stream us on the internet. LarryKudlowShow.com, LarryKudlowShow.com. Runs all around the country, throughout the globe, in the solar system, covers the entire solar system, including the Milky Way. And during the week, you can listen to us on Fox Business. Fox Business, 4 to 5 p.m. every day, Monday through Friday. If you can't make it at 4, why, just text your favorite 9-year-old, and she will show you how to DVR the show. You'll never miss a thing. All right, let's do some stock market work. We got Jack Baroujian, chairman of SmartX Data, and we've got Mike Ozanian, assistant managing editor, Forbes Media, and co-host of Forbes Sports Money on the YES Network, which is an excellent show. Mike, the Yanks are falling back to the old ways, stranding runners, not making contact, big hitters, most of them aren't hitting. I'm sorry, Jack, but I just, you know, I don't get to talk to Ozanian. He's an expert on the Yankees. I'm a Yankee fanatic myself. Mike, there goes the old ways. That's what worries me.
Well, look at the bright side, Larry. Our best pitcher and Cy Young Award winner has yet to take the mound. Hopefully he will within the next month, Gerrit Cole. And I would like to believe that Aaron Judge will eventually start to hit. So all in all, I mean, you're absolutely right. The last week or so, I think we're 5-5 in the last 10 games. It wasn't great. But we got a big series with Baltimore coming up. I think right after we finish up with Milwaukee this weekend, that'll be a very, very interesting test since they are the team now in first place. But I think we're in a pretty good spot given the fact that we are where we are without Aaron Judge being Aaron Judge and without our ace on the mound. So Soto has proven to be what we thought he was going to be. Which is great.
Yes, I agree with that. Soto's doing great. And yeah, that kid at shortstop's doing pretty well.
I agree. I think he's a guy we could pencil in for a long time there. I think he's going to be a mainstay and a real good ball player. I agree 100% on that.
Yeah, Jack Baroujian, who's going to do better this year, the Yankees or the S&P 500?
You know what? Not being a Yankee fan, I think the Yankees will probably do better in the long run in the final analysis. But before I get there, I just want to point out that the Cubs, my team, have the best start of the year since 2016, the year they won the World Series, and they've got a great team this year. So I'll just throw that out there, only because I think that's important. But we've got a problem with the market, Larry. We've got sticky inflation. We have got inflation that has, and it's something nefarious is happening within these numbers, and we talked about it with a few other traders the other day. You know, commodities seem to be under control. If you look at wheat, if you look at soybeans, if you look at crude, if you look at natural gas, everything seems to be under control. Yet we still continue to see inflationary pressure. Why? Well, anything that's tied to a trade union mentality seems to be pushing inflation into the economy. It could be used cars or new cars. It could be anything. It's fast food. Look what's happening out in California. You've got stores that are closing primarily or $25 kids meals at McDonald's. That's not, you know, that can't last. And all of that seems to be working its way into a very sticky inflationary problem, which is going to tie the hands of the Fed. We are now seeing rate cuts priced out of the market over the course of these last couple of weeks. And more importantly, we're starting to see the market show a little crack. We saw that 5% correction, and it could be the beginning of something bigger.
Yeah, you know, Mike Ozanian, the inflation rate in the first quarter is about 4.5% at an annual rate, more or less. The PCE was slightly lower, but the CPI was right there. Fed's not going to cut rates. That's off the board now. The economy slipped in the first quarter. Under the hood, it wasn't a terrible report, but it's still basically consumer-driven. It's not business-driven. So I just wonder, and one other thing I'll throw in, it was interesting to me that Exxon and Chevron did rather poorly, because the energy sector's had a very good year on the whole, or actually quite, you know, for the last 12 months or more. So there are cracks, as Jack Bruggen said. And the question is, how big are these cracks going to be?
I think they could be very big. And the reason why I say that is, if you look at the price of gold, the price of gold has way outperformed the S&P 500 year to date. And I think that's a signal that not just inflation is here for a while, but more to the point about business investment. Business investment under this administration has been horrible. And, you know, like my boss, Steve Forbes, likes to say, you know, when you don't have a stable dollar, it's like trying to tell time with a watch where you never know if it's running 20 minutes fast, 20 minutes slow, or what's going on. You can't tell time with a watch that doesn't work, and you don't get investment business to business when you don't have a stable dollar. And I know relative to other currencies, the dollar's done pretty good, but we know the dollar's very weak given inflation and given the price of gold. And we're starting to see the cracks go to corporate profits. As of right now, corporate profits for the first quarter, for those that have reported, is coming in at less than a 1% increase. At the end of March, they were forecasting about 3.5 percentage point increase. That's a big, big difference. And profit margins have also fallen from their highs. And I'll go right back to what you mentioned about consumer spending. Corporate profits, I know the media likes to portray corporate profits as a byproduct of greed and blah, blah, blah. But the fact is, I believe that the high corporate profits has been a big reason why the unemployment rate has remained as low as it has. So if you see corporate profits start to falter, then that could go into employment, that can go into consumer spending, and that can go into a big crack in the S&P 500.
Yeah, you know, profits are the mother's milk of stocks. They're also the lifeblood of the economy. You're quite right. And Jack, you know, with look, market rates are rising. The Fed's target rate is steady, 5.5%. Market rates are up. I mean, look, the 2-year note year to date is up 74 basis points. The 10-year is up 78 basis points. Mortgage rates are up 60 basis points, 7.5% mortgage rate. So if you have a story here with profits faltering and interest rates rising, that is a warning. It's got to be a warning. It may not be a warning for the next 100 years, but it's a warning for the next year, seems to me.
Without question, Larry. In fact, you know, I think we talked about it once before on your show. I think we had the 10-year down around 4% after it had hit the 5% level, and everybody was now convinced it wasn't going to get back there. Well, I'm convinced not only will it get back there, but we'll see a yield above 5% on the 10-year, and it'll be sticky over 5%. And the reason being, because you're starting to see, I love the term, but we used to call them in the old days, we called them the old bond vigilantes. We're starting to see them coming back. You know, I was talking to, and a lot of it is because it feels as if the Fed is getting out of the way. They're no longer manipulating the market the way they were over the course of the last, you know, 15 years. And you know, something that Michael said was so right. You know, if you look at the total liquidity over the course of the last 15 years, it's gone up roughly 8% a year. And then you factor in inflation at 4%. That's a 12% hurdle. That's huge. I mean, in other words, we're not getting any wealthier. Our 401ks are going up, but we're doing is we're just running in place, right? Because that's one of the things that people don't realize. The debasement of currencies around the world, and gold is a great indicator for that. I think Michael hit the nail on the head. So that is an inflection point in itself. So we're getting to a couple of inflection points, Larry. All right. You get a yield over 5% and you get this a debt that is going to be one of the biggest items on the balance sheet and it's going to be unsustainable. That's going to cause huge problems.
Well, the other thing we're thinking about, by the way, you mentioned commodities. CRB futures up almost 15% year to date. And the Goldman Sachs index is also up. and the Bloomberg index is up. All these commodity indexes have gone up. Gold has gone up. And Mike Ozanian, and you'll love this, behind the M2 money supply is the monetary base. It's what the, you know, total Fed assets. That thing has come down from the peak, but it is still way above where it was several years. I mean, you've got a lot of liquidity sloshing around the system, despite the fact that interest rates have gone up. So one wonders whether rates are not going to have to go up much more, to Jack's point. One wonders whether the Federal Reserve isn't going to wind up raising their target rate.
Probably. Even if the Fed does not raise their target rate, which I highly doubt in an election year that they will, the long bond yield is going to go up anyway. The market's right. going to drive it higher.
Right.
The Fed can't control that. And the last thing that we have, I think, which is, I'm not sure people have really factored this in, because the market is expensive right now. The forward price earnings ratio is like 19, you know, which I don't think is being factored in, is government policies are pushing investment and have been in the wrong areas. So, for example, you saw Hertz report last week. They took a big hit to earnings because they're writing down their electric vehicle inventories because people don't want them, right? So policy has pushed that, right? And then on the other hand, you have all these fracking restrictions and domestic energy restrictions. People want energy. Energy costs have been crazy the past 3 years. We need that. We need energy to run the economy. So the policies have been exactly reversed in terms of what's good for the economy. So that to me is another troubling part of what's been going on.
Jack Bruggen, this little, it's a regional bank, Republic Bank based in Philadelphia, went under. Regulators seized it, I guess, yesterday. Does that mean anything to you?
Yeah, it does. In fact, we were talking about that the other day. I think that's one of the dominoes that's going to start falling. These regional banks, especially a lot of them that have exposure to commercial property, are in trouble. We're looking at the write-downs, and a lot of them can't take these write-downs. So the real question is, what happens? Either there's going to be some serious consolidation, or we're going to see some failures. And the real question is whether the government steps in. And it looks as if, you know, if it's the Biden administration, they do whatever seems to be wrong. I call it maximum feasible mismanagement. Right? They do whatever seems to be wrong for business. And so if they step in and they end up nationalizing the banks, who knows what they're going to do? If it happens under a President Reagan, and when you're in D.C., when that happens, do me a favor, you know, let the free market take its course. Right? And that's really what we need to see happen.
I'm in New York, Jack.
I know you are, but you know what? You're going to end up in D.C. in another few months, my figure. And you know what? Either at the Treasury Department or at the Federal Reserve, one or the other.
I'm on 6th Avenue during the week, and I'm here on 3rd Avenue on the weekends. That's all I know. That's as far as it goes. All right, kids, we're going to take a quick break and come back. Jack Bruggen, SmartX Data, Mike Ozanian of Forbes Media, and co-host of Forbes Sports Money on the YES Network. I'm Kudlow. We'll be right back.
This is the Larry Kudlow Show.
Hi, it's Ernie Anastas. You know, your thoughts can affect how you feel, and how you feel can impact your thoughts. Addressing your mind and body connection is the key to improving your overall wellness. Bergen New Bridge Medical Center is the largest hospital in New Jersey, providing comprehensive, equitable, compassionate, and high-quality emergency inpatient and outpatient medical care, plus mental health services and substance use disorder treatment. The Bergen New Bridge team can address your total health needs in one convenient location. Call 201-225-7130. For an appointment, or newbridgehealth.org.
Now, back to the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. We're talking stocks with Jack Bruggen, chairman of SmartX Data, and Mike Ozanian, assistant managing editor of Forbes Media, and co-host of Forbes' Sports Money, which plays on the YES Network. Mike Ozanian, what do you do with your money in the short run, given all of the threats that you fellows have been describing?
I don't like bonds, so I'd stay away from bonds. I like gold. And I always like shares of companies that are really, really well managed that Wall Street kind of has punished because maybe their earnings weren't so hot when they last reported. So two of my favorite stocks right now are Lockheed Martin. Their earnings last week were way down. They're having problems with the F-35 fighter, but their revenues were up almost 14%. Very, very good company. And their missile stockpile has been, because of what's going on around the world, has their inventories have been cut way down. So I think their orders are going to increase. And another company that I love that's had some problems in its downstream margins is Chevron. I realize, you know, their earnings weren't that good last week, but I think that makes it a good time to buy. It's probably one of the best managed oil and energy companies in the world. So I really love Chevron. I think now is a good time to buy and hold.
Would you buy Exxon also? Buy them back? Their earnings were weak. Stock's a little cheaper.
Exxon's a really well-run company. I just like Chevron a little bit more. They're buying Hess, as you may know, and that acquisition is expected to close this year. And I believe it will be accretive to earnings. Their CapEx spending has been tremendous, so their productivity, I expect, will also increase from the CapEx spending. So Chevron's my favorite, but, yeah, Exxon's a very good company, too.
Hope they keep those little Hess oil truck toys.
I have a few somewhere.
Oh, no, they're fabulous. John Hess, a friend of mine, Marlene, we all grew up together in a place called Deal, New Jersey, long, long time ago. Jack Bruzian, you going to buy commodities? You buy the index or gold or what?
Most of the move in the index has been gold. You know, if you think about it, like I was saying before, if you look at the underlying commodities, a lot of the grains have been fairly stable. You know, even oil has been fairly stable. But it's gold that's really running that market. But you know, again, I'm a seller of rallies in equities these days. You know, whenever I see strength, that's usually a good sign for me to probably take a little bit of money off the table. And I am looking at a couple of stocks that I'm buying. One of them I've talked about before, which is CME. I love that stock. It's their open interest is exploding. Their transactions per day are at a record. If you look at what they're doing along with the ICE and the CBOE, these are institutions that are almost recession proof when you think about it, because when the market goes down, people use those products for their intended purposes. That is, namely, hedge out their exposure and risk management. The other area that I'm starting to look at right now is data, and only because I've gotten into that world. Palantir is a very interesting company. I haven't bought any of that stock yet, but I'm looking for the right time to buy it.
All right, fellas. You're both terrific. Jack Bruzian, SmartX Data, Mike Ozanian, Forbes, and Sports Money on the S Network. Thank you. Folks, I'm Kudlow. We're going to take a quick break. Outside of the break, we're going to do some money in politics with Monica Crowley and Steve Moore. Please stick around. Much more to come.